Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because He first loved me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. We like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back to the Kingdom Life for Jesus, Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, with Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. We welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Amen. Have a seat at the breakfast table. Our spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served. And man shall not live by bread alone, but amen, by every word that cometh, amen, from the mouth of the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. The Lord is good, the Lord is worthy, and the Lord is great. Amen and amen. All right, all right, all right. We want to thank God. Amen, hallelujah. First of all, for those of you who do not know, amen, I am, hallelujah, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen, Bradford of the Life with Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. And we just want to thank God for this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. His name is great, and his name is greatly to be praised. Amen. Amen. Thinking about the men of the Bible, think about them, amen, glory be to God. We want to, amen, just talk a little bit this morning, amen, on a reflection, amen, from King Solomon, amen, glory be to God, King Solomon. And we know, beloved, that in the word of God, amen, how God, amen, granted, hallelujah, Solomon, wisdom. So let us just begin there this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the book of 1 Kings, chapter number 3. Amen. 1 Kings. Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen, amen, and amen. 1 Kings chapter number 3, starting in verse number 1. Solomon made an alliance with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and married his daughter. He brought her to the city of David until he finished building his palace and the temple of the Lord and the wall around Jerusalem. The people, however, were still sacrificing at the high places because the temple had not yet been built for the name of the Lord. Solomon showed his love for the Lord by walking according to the instructions given him by his father David, except that he offered sacrifices and burnt incense on the high places. The king went to Gibeon to offer sacrifices, for that was the most important high place, and Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon during the night in a dream, and God said, "Ask for whatever you want me to give you." Solomon answered, "You have shown great kindness to your servant, my father, David, because he was faithful to you and righteous and upright in heart. You have continued this great kindness to him and have given him a son to sit on his throne this very day. Now, Lord, my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father David. But I am only a little child and do not know how to carry out my duties. Your servant is here among the people you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to count or number. So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours? Verse 10, the Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this. So God said to him, since you have asked for this and not for long life or wealth for yourself, or have not asked for the death of your enemies, but for discernment and administering justice, I will do what you have asked. I will give you a wise and discerning heart so that there will never have been anyone like you, nor will there ever be. Moreover, I will give you what you have not asked for, both wealth and honor, so that in your lifetime you will have no equal among kings. And if you walk in obedience to me and keep my decrees and commands as David your father did, I will give you a long life. Then Solomon awoke and he realized it had been a dream. Amen and amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen for the blessed people of God. Amen. We want to thank God for the dream. Amen. We want to thank God for the dream. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll be a hallelujah. Just want to thank God for the dream. Amen. Amen. So we're just going to take a couple reflections. Amen. From amen, our King Solomon. Amen. Over the next couple days. Amen. Lord's willing. Amen. To God be praised. Amen. Today, amen, we want to look at the wisdom. Amen. We see here, beloved, that God gave Solomon not only what Solomon asked for, because the Bible says, amen, glory be to God, that he will give us what we ask for. You have not because you ask not. But we see here, beloved, that in this particular place, when when our lives please the Lord, as we ministered on Sunday from Psalms 84:11, that the Lord is God is our sun and shield. He gives grace and glory. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk upright. We see here that the Lord gave Solomon what he did not ask for. How about that? Amen. Hallelujah. Why? Because it was in his heart and his heart was right. Amen. So God granted Solomon wisdom. Glory be to God. Wisdom. Beloved, amen. Wisdom, amen, is a gift. And when we read all throughout the book of Proverbs, and the book of Proverbs, amen, it is the book. Yeah, that's the book you want to go to when we're talking about wisdom. Amen. But wisdom is a gift of God and is obtained only by diligent searching. And God will watch over and protect those who receive it and remain faithful to it. And we see this in King Solomon's life. But beloved, I want you to know that there's more than one type of wisdom. So let's take a look at that. In the book of James, amen, chapter number 3, amen, let us begin reading in verse number 15. And it says, such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Amen and amen. So, beloved, we see here, amen, that you have earthly wisdom. There's intellectual wisdom. There is devilish wisdom. See? And then there's the wisdom from above. So we have four different types of wisdom here. Glory be to God. Solomon, amen, did not have the earthly wisdom. Solomon did not move in his intellectual wisdom, like a lot of people do. And he did not move in his devilish wisdom, like a lot of people do. But, amen, he moved in the wisdom, amen, that was from above. And so we want to thank God for wisdom, beloved. You may, what is wisdom? Amen. Wisdom, beloved, amen, hallelujah, it is the knowledge, see, we need the knowledge. And the Lord speaks about us getting the knowledge because it said his people perish for a lack of knowledge. So knowledge, see, but it's the capacity to make do of it. See, so you may have the knowledge. You have, you know, you have all the information you have. Now, what do you do with it? What you going to do with it? See, it's insight on how to apply knowledge effectively. That's wisdom, beloved. Amen. And that's why we see in the same chapter here in James, amen, number three, same chapter, glory be to God, in verse 15, and I read it again, it says, such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So when we're moving in those areas of wisdom, see, that's why we come short. That's why we lack, because we don't know what to do with it. Glory be to God. Beloved, when we look all throughout the scriptures, amen, we will see, amen, glory be to God, where wisdom and humility, amen, goes together. Amen. We want to look at a couple verses this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. All right. So let's. I already shared with you, amen, about our brother Solomon. Amen. Let us look at Proverbs 3 and 15, beloved. Proverbs 3 and 15 says this, wisdom is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. So, beloved, we see where God appeared to Solomon, and he gave Solomon an opportunity to ask for anything he desired. But what did Solomon desire more than anything else? Solomon said, I need some wisdom. Solomon didn't ask for gold. He didn't ask for silver. He didn't ask for crypto. He didn't ask for long life. But he asked for wisdom. Wisdom is paramount, beloved. It is great to be smart and have knowledge, but more valuable to have the wisdom to apply it appropriately. See? And if you aspire to anything in this life, beloved, I pray that you desire wisdom. See? Matter of fact, beloved, it's the only way that we are going to, amen, grow, amen, in the Lord's kingdom. And this is why you have some people that they're immature for prolonged periods of time. They're stuck in the same place. There's no spiritual growth in their life. Why? Because they don't have the wisdom. Well, let's see what the Bible has to say about it. Amen. In the book of Ephesians, chapter number 1, verse number 16 and verse number 17, this is how it reads. It says, I have not stopped thanking God for you. I pray for you constantly, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you spiritual wisdom and insight, so that you might grow in your knowledge of God. Hallelujah. Beloved, Like Paul prayed for the church in Ephesus, I pray that Christ gives you spiritual wisdom, that you might grow in your faith, that you might grow in your knowledge of him. See, I pray that your heart remains humble and teachable, and that you always look to Jesus for wisdom. Hallelujah. He's the one to look to. Amen. Not some celebrity, some movie star, Google, glory be to God. Huh? No, the Bible says here, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus gives spiritual wisdom and insight. See, there's so many people in the world, they have the wisdom, but they don't have the spiritual wisdom. They have that other wisdom. I mean, they have that earthly wisdom, that sensual wisdom, that intellectual wisdom. See, glory be to God. Even Jesus Christ himself, amen, walked in wisdom. When we look in the book of Luke, the second chapter, verse number 52, it says, Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and all the people. Beloved, when it comes to wisdom, no one arrives. There's always more wisdom, more to learn. Beloved, we have to remain teachable and be open to learn new things, and you will be wise. Jesus, the wisdom of God, was not beyond growing in wisdom. And beloved, if Jesus grew in wisdom, surely we too shall continue to mature in wisdom. But beloved, wisdom and humility, amen, goes hand in hand. Proverbs 11:2 says this. Pride leads to disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. Let me read that again. Pride leads to disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. Beloved, it takes humility to submit yourself to the wisdom of God above your own wisdom. And as you will discover, beloved, amen, the two of these, amen, they are linked together. You cannot be wise without being humble. And on the other token, beloved, if you are humble, you will find yourself, amen, unwittingly wise. Hallelujah. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. Beloved, amen. For the Bible tells us, amen, he sums it up, amen, and tells us that if we humble ourselves, if we ask God, see, and if we have a teachable spirit, you have to have a teachable spirit. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. And then God will give you, hallelujah, the wisdom that coming from above. He is the ultimate source of your wisdom. Let me tell you something about that wisdom. That wisdom will protect you. Anybody need any protection? Glory, look in Proverbs, beloved. Amen, hallelujah. The fourth chapter and the sixth verse. Proverbs 4:6. It says, don't turn your back on wisdom, for she will protect you. Love her, and she will guard you. Beloved, do you want protection for your business deals? Do you need protection for your holiday plans, your school run, going back and forth to work? Do you need wisdom? Beloved, ask for and apply wisdom. Wisdom will protect you, the Bible says. Wisdom will protect you and your family from motor accidents. It will protect you from shady business deals and harmful relationships. The Holy Spirit will guide you and lead you in all things. All we have to do is heed his warnings and look for his peace. Not only, beloved, will wisdom, amen, protect you, the Bible says that wisdom will give you long life. Look, let's look in that same book of Proverbs, amen. Let's go over to the 9th chapter and let's look at the 11th verse. And it reads like this. Wisdom will multiply your days and add years to your life. If you become wise, you will be the one to benefit. If you score wisdom, you will be the one to suffer. Beloved, with conflicting health information appearing daily in the news, it's good to know that you don't need to rely on following the latest food fads for total wellness. Wisdom will adhere to advice of professionals. Wisdom will get a second opinion if necessary, and then it will stand on the promises of God. Wisdom will not be swayed by Dr. Google or hearsay. And beloved, the Bible says that such wisdom will multiply your days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Living long. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Proverbs says, beloved, that wisdom will make you great. Anybody, amen, want to be great? Anybody want their to be like the Jabez, Lord, increase my territory, Well, let's see what you need in order to make that happen. Proverbs chapter 4:8. If you prize wisdom, she will make you great. Embrace her, and she will honor you. Beloved, simply put, right there's no ambiguity here. Wisdom will make you great. According to society, greatness is achieved through hard work and right connections or even a load of cash. Beloved, while such devices may achieve a certain level of greatness, true greatness takes wisdom. The wisdom not to give up. The wisdom to develop discipline. The wisdom to ask others for help. Such behaviors are often not associated or thought of as wisdom, beloved, but are true wisdom in action. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So not only will wisdom make you great, beloved, wisdom will prosper you. Let us look at the 19th chapter. Verse number 8. Proverbs 19:8 says, to acquire wisdom is to love yourself. People who cherish understanding will prosper. Hallelujah. What a beautiful scripture. Beloved, the Bible is telling us that if we acquire wisdom, you will prosper. We already see, last scripture said that wisdom is going to make you great. This wisdom, this scripture here said wisdom is going to, amen, prosper you. Beloved, we cannot forget that prosperity is more than material wealth. Prosperity includes good relationships, thriving children, a happy marriage, good physical health, and financial gain. And you can only attain prosperity in every sense of the word when you apply wisdom. Wisdom will guide you towards healthy life balance, which is very essential to your prosperity. Amen and amen. So, beloved, amen. These are just a few scriptures. Amen, that we see. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. The what wisdom will do. Amen. When God gave to Solomon, amen, what God gave to Solomon, God will give to you. God will give to me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. How do we get it? In my closing this morning, glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us look in, hallelujah. Let us go back to the book of James. Now let us flip over to chapter number 1. And let us read verse number 5. Okay? And it says this. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. There it is. There it is. But beloved, we see the link and all the verses that we have shared this morning between wisdom and humility. And so here we see it again. Glory be to God. Beloved, the link between wisdom and humility. If you need wisdom, all you have to do is ask the Lord, beloved. It's that simple. Then you humble yourself. You have to humble yourself. The scripture says, humble yourself. Amen. Then ask for wisdom. And be open and be ready, be coachable, be teachable. Hallelujah. And God will do the rest. Hallelujah. But what we have to remember, and I speak now, amen, to the believers and to the non-believers. Amen. Alike. Amen. On this final scripture here, beloved, amen, that I'd like to share with you this morning, amen, from 1 Corinthians. Chapter number 1 and verse number 24. And it reads like this. But to those called by God to salvation, both Jews and Gentiles, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Can we get an amen? Can somebody get a Lord an amen, a hallelujah? Christ is the power of God, and Christ is the wisdom of God. Beloved, Jesus is the wisdom of God. If wisdom is what you need, you must start with him. All other wisdom flows from that. The greatest decision you can make is to begin a relationship with Jesus Christ, the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 16 reads like this. It says, who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. That scripture tells us, beloved, that, hallelujah, we have the mind of Christ. So if you call on Jesus, he will give you his wisdom for your situation. Anybody need some wisdom? Solomon was renowned for his. But guess what? God will make you renowned for yours. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So many life's experiences, so much education, so much this, so much that. Glory be to God. But yet we're still perishing. Glory be to God. Why? Hallelujah. Because, beloved, we're not using the wit. We have the wit, the knowledge, but we're not using it effectively. But you need God to show you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And to God be praised. Hallelujah. I know so many people, family members, hallelujah, with that intellectual wisdom. Oh, they can break it down. Oh, they can break it down. Some of you know people like that. Some of you like that yourself. Beloved, we cannot rely on our intellectual wisdom. We cannot definitely rely on this earthly wisdom. And God knows the devilish wisdom that the Bible speaks about. Amen. But the wisdom that coming from above. We call this teaching this morning the wisdom of wisdom. Amen. As we, amen, begin to dissect, amen, the life, amen, of our King Solomon. Hallelujah. And beloved, amen, what God did for King Solomon, God wants to do for you. Amen. But it's going to take wisdom. Nothing is going to happen unless it takes, yes, you're utilizing some wisdom. Hallelujah. Even Jesus needed it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us pray today. If you do not know Jesus Christ in the pardoning of your sins, if you have never received him, I encourage you. I encourage you. Start right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is, hallelujah, the wisdom of God. You need Jesus. You need Jesus. Hallelujah. You need the wisdom to make wisdom in making the right choices. Why don't you begin today? Repeat after me, and I'm going to lead you to Christ. I'm going to lead you to Christ. Implement some wisdom today. Glory be to God. See, God takes the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. So you can't rely on your intellectual wisdom because it's going to tell you that this salvation thing is a hoax. Amen. If you're moving in your devilish wisdom, you're somewhere listening to this podcast and you're cussing us out and trying to send curses our way. Huh? Glory be to God. If you're moving in your earthly wisdom, I don't even want to get with that because that can get so freaky. We don't even want to touch it. Beloved, we want to move, amen, with the wisdom that coming from above. Just believe God. Just believe God. If you will believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you shall be saved. Father, forgive me. I am a sinner, and I ask for forgiveness. I ask that you would save me today, right now, as I confess my sins and open my heart to receive Jesus Christ in, to live within me, to lead me, to guide me, to be my Lord and my Savior. And that I will follow you all the balance of the days of my life. Help me, Father, to give you glory. Help my life to give you glory. Now I want to say thank you. Thank you that I'm saved. And my name is erased. My name is erased in the book of death. Thank you. Thank you for giving me enough wisdom to receive salvation on today. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the family of God. We welcome you, we welcome you, we welcome you. The angels are rejoicing, 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 and so are we. So are we, amen. So glad to have you in the family, hallelujah. Reach out to us here at Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries and let us know, amen, hallelujah, that you gave your life to Christ, amen. We want to pray for you, pray with you, amen, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, beloved, amen, hallelujah. We'll pick up there, amen, Lord's willing, as we continue. In Jesus' name, amen. Form of announcements today, amen. We want to, amen, meet today at 9 o'clock at the altar of prayer, at the altar of prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Come on, saints. Come on, come on, come on, come on. You see the world turmoil. Let us pray for Florida. We're gonna agree on that this morning. Amen. Florida is not the only place. There's turmoil everywhere. Amen. We got war. We have war right now that's been going on for several months. We have threats of nuclear war, which we've prayed for on our altar. Well, God shut us down for a whole week to pray for that nuclear war thing. But we can't stop praying. Amen. Glory be to God. Now Iran is in it. Glory be to God. The turmoil that's happening in Africa right now. and the United States of America, and let's just take it real, real, real close to home, Philadelphia. Children walking home from school, murdered, 14 years old, walking home from school, murdered, like really? Turmoil, beloved. If you ask me, the bottom line is this. Amen. Jesus is on the way back. I'm so confident. I just know Jesus on the way back. Today could be the day. The Bible says, amen, it's the beginning of sorrows, but we have now come to a place, amen, where we're at the end of sorrows. We don't pass the beginning. We at the end. See? And so what is God counting us to do? God is counting us to pray, keep on praying, amen, and do whatever else he's telling us to do. Why? Because we have a culture to reach. We have people to reach. The only reason Jesus hasn't come yet, because there's somebody, amen, that haven't given their life to him, amen, they got to come in. Now, I don't know. Could be somebody in your household. Could be your neighbor. See. Could be the person that you sat next to on the bus or in the doctor's office. We all know. But when that last person come in, it's a wrap. Beloved, and we're here. And then when we go away, amen, the Holy Spirit is going with us. So can you imagine if the world is in the condition that it's in right now? Fires in one part, flooding on the other part. Murder all in between, famine, interest rates going up. Come on now. If the world is in this condition that it's in right now with the Holy Spirit and the church here, can you imagine what it's going to be like when the church is gone and the Holy Spirit is gone? Yeah, me either. Amen. In Jesus' name. So at 12 o'clock, 9 o'clock, let us pray. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want to thank Pastor Erica, amen, for yesterday coming with such an awesome message. My God. Was I blessed, amen, by listening to that message that she ministered on yesterday. If you missed it, you definitely want to pull that one up. Amen. In Jesus' name. I want to say thank you, amen, for all the birthday wishes, amen, glory be to God, and the gifts, amen, that I received on yesterday. And if you didn't get to me on yesterday, it's okay, so I'll be celebrating all week, amen, so don't feel bad, amen, I'll be celebrating all week, and to God be praised. Had a beautiful, beautiful birthday, amen. My children took me to see the movie The Woman King. If Olivia doesn't win or is not nominated for an Academy Award on this movie, I'm going to start asking some questions. because I want to know why. Amen. Awesome movie. Awesome. Amen. A lot of principles. I sit and watch movies and get a message and principles. Amen. It was beautiful. Amen. And then they wined and dined me. Amen. At the restaurant. Amen. With flowers and love. It's nothing like family. It's nothing like family. But those of you out here in Radio Land, especially Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministry, you my family too. So I know you're not going to let my birthday pass without reaching out to me. Amen. But it's okay if you don't, because Jesus already touched me. Amen. But I just want to say thank you to everybody. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. That's it. Amen. Hallelujah. I was going to take the whole week off, but you know what? The mother can't go too far from the children. Yeah, I know y'all my children. Your mama can't go too far. Amen. Here I am today. Amen. God gives me what I need. Amen. Hallelujah. And I appreciate him. Amen. And I appreciate you too. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you for showing me love. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yesterday, amen, I took the time Amen. Because I took out a class. I wasn't going to take out a class yesterday. They told me to take off because it was my birthday. Amen. And I made sure, amen, everybody that texted me, I made sure I texted them back. Everybody that called me, I made sure I called them back. Everybody that messaged me, I made sure I messaged them back. Amen. I want to let you know that I appreciate you. Amen. So God bless you. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. Wisdom, the wisdom of wisdom. Father God, those who succeed in life are succeeding because of your wisdom, the wisdom that coming from above. Your wisdom that shows us how to do things. Your wisdom that protects us. Your wisdom that prospers us. Your wisdom that gives us long life, Father. Your wisdom, Father, that people baffled. Your wisdom, the wisdom from above, we thank you for it. Now, Father, help us to exercise it. Wherever we've come short, wherever we have come short, Father, we confess our sins and forgive us for not acknowledging you. Forgive us for not humbling ourselves. Forgive us for not being teachable and coachable. Forgive us, Father. Forgive us. Father God, we ask that you will bless us at the altar today. As the prayer warriors come at 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock, anoint them, Father. Anoint them to intercede. Anoint them to pray. Anoint them and cover them, Father. Protect them from danger seen and danger unseen, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for being a prayer answerer. Thank you for all the prayers that you've already answered, the ones you're answering right now and the ones yet to be revealed. Thank you, Father. Thank you for Pastor Erica, Father God, stepping in and give her mother a break, Father God. Thank you for the wonderful job that you're doing in this lady's life. Keep her encouraged. Keep her encouraged, Father God. Keep us all encouraged. Matter of fact, just help us to encourage ourselves. And we're going to be all right. All right, all right, all right. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and to declare it cannot, it will not. Amen. And it shall not be broken. Amen. Hallelujah. And Satan is defeated. The darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is, hallelujah, the King of Kings. Hallelujah. And he is the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. 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 And hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. In Jesus' name. All right. Everybody have a good day. Good day. Good day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A good day. Thank you. I'm just grateful. I'm so grateful. It don't take much to please me. It don't take much to please me at all. Amen. It's just, with me, it's the thought. It's the, you know, it's the thought. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm just so happy. I'm just so happy in Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody walk in the blessing today because the blessing manifestation is already here. God bless you.
There is no fear, 'cause I believe. There is no doubt, 'cause I have seen your faithfulness. My fortress, over and over, Lord. I have a hope found in your name. I have a strength found in your grace, your faithfulness. Fortress, over and over.
Your faithfulness.